This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The beginning of another What's On Your Mind program, Friday, 8th of May, Year of the Lord 2020. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
Kevin Flint.
Yo.
Daniel, say hi. Dan, the man's answering the phones.
Hey there.
Today on the program. And I literally am like a blubbering idiot here in my head trying to think of where to begin, because there's so much to talk about. There's just literally so many places. And whenever that happens, I always figure the best thing to do is just say, tell us what you want us to talk about. Tell us what's on your mind. That's what the show is for. And today, I'm going to make an executive decision and say the most important thing is your mom. Because it's the last show before Mother's Day. And for years, we have offered the opportunity to anybody to call and give a shout-out to their mom. And we love it when you call. Want to tell us a story about your mom? Great. Want to tell us my mom's name is? She's from here, and I'm hanging up the phone now because I don't like to do this. That's fine, too. 800-228-0550. You can also text us. A mom shout-out, 701-367-2054. We're just going to use my number today because I'm going to give away some MyPillows. Some my pillows.
You are a giver.
Yes. So if you want mom to be in the running for a my pillow, text us 701-367-2054.
You can also I can text you or
yeah.
Put my mom in there.
Sure.
Yeah, like go ahead and take my mom.
Get that in there. Get that in there. You bet that you have to tell us about your mom. I want to know what Donald Trump's mom was like.
Ooh.
Don't you?
That's a great question.
I've heard some amazing stories. There's a video compilation out. Got to find it. Because I think this is one you could almost play on the radio. It's not too visual, but it's in a video. But the gist of it is this. There was these two older women. And I believe they were widowed. Okay. And these two older women became good friends, and they lived in one of the islands off Scotland. Forget the location.
All right.
And they saw the deterioration of the culture and kind of what was happening to the whole region.
Right.
And they started praying that things would get better.
Mm-hmm.
And praying. And a young man in the community, like 9 or 10 years old, his name was Donald, he ended up helping these ladies with this whole effort. And it just took off. It, like, literally took off. So was it the daughter then? Yeah, the daughter of one of these grandmothers ends up going to the United States, marrying a man, and she brought with her to America the Bible that one of these women had given her. That Bible was very special to her, obviously. That woman that got the Bible was Donald Trump's mother. And she gave Donald Trump that Bible, and that Bible's in the Oval Office today.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't know until the end. I've just kind of ruined the whole story of the video. It's like only a 4-minute video, but it's a pretty neat story about his mom. So I'm just kind of curious, what do we know about Donald Trump's mom? We'll start with Donald Trump's mom, and then we'll get to your mom. How about that? This is on Fox and Friends this morning. They asked him to talk.
Well, all I can say is happy Mother's Day, and I had a great mom. I love my mom, and she loved me, which isn't hard, which is, I must tell you, probably not easy to do, but she was so good to me. She was so good. I didn't do any wrong, which is a big problem. Maybe that's why I ended up the way I ended up. I don't know. I couldn't do any wrong in her eyes. And I had a great father, too. Great guy. Very different types. But my mother was a terrific woman. And Melania has been a great mother to Baron. I will tell you that Baron is growing up really beautifully, and she's been a great mother to Baron.
It's a neat story. I don't know. It's fun to hear a president who gets, you know, asked a zillion different things.
I love the first part of that.
Well, all I can say is Happy Mother's Day, and I had a great mom. I love my mom, and she loved me, which isn't hard to do
because I'm awesome.
He switched her up, though. He taught himself. Which is probably hard to do.
Which isn't hard to do because who doesn't love me?
You know, there's something in that. That's so funny because,
funny.
You know, a mom that loves you so much that you come to believe you've done no wrong
isn't
exactly the best way to raise a kid, right?
But it's
a careful balance there that's really funny. It's funny that he's got a little humility there to say, that's probably why I am what I am, because I can do no wrong in her eyes.
When I bring that up to my wife with our son, I know, but never mind. I know, but don't worry about it.
Is that right?
I know, but yeah. Let me just tell you this thing
that you probably figured out already. Moms and sons don't get in the middle of that, Dad.
It's like daughters and dads.
Exactly. It's a very special bond.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of cool.
Yep.
Anyway, so we'd love to hear about your mom today, and we're going to do that today on the program. I got to talk about coal as well, specifically the decision by Great River Energy, a Minnesota co-op. A decision they made yesterday. Obviously, the Michael Flynn thing. We still have plenty of COVID things to talk about, and lots more. New jobs number, actually unemployment number out. 20.5 million jobs lost in April. 14.7% on the unemployment rate. Every time I hear one of those numbers, you know what rings in my head? Is the cure worse than the disease? Just asking. Steve Hallstrom from our team interviewed a county commissioner in Griggs County last night. They have like no COVID cases in Griggs County at all. He thinks the cure is worse than the disease. So I'll just tell you that. We have some clips from him. We'll hear in a little while here.
Yeah, we're going to lock it down in case one were to show up, you know.
What do you mean?
You know,
Griggs
County.
Lock it down.
Griggs County, nothing to worry about.
Lock
it down in case somebody shows up.
Yeah. All right, sorry, I didn't grasp that. Now I get it. Ryan in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Want to tell us about your mom?
Oh, absolutely. I got to brag on that woman.
Oh, good.
In 1949, okay, she graduated high school, and she became the very first female engineering student at NDSU, which at the time was NDAC.
Wow.
After a year and a half of school, the Korean War fired up, and she decided she was going to go join the Air Force. And the women standing around her, they were asking, who can type? And she's like, I won't even answer it. She could type like nobody's business, but even on the old manuals, you know. And yet she refused to raise her hand because she wanted to do a real job, not sit behind a desk, and became a radar technician, one of the first female radar technicians in the Air Force. She was the first female to ever be stationed at Ellington Air Force Base in Houston, Texas. She married my dad, was stationed in England, and then got out of the Air Force when my sister was born. Once we moved back to Valley City, she became the very first female postal carrier in the state of North Dakota. And a couple of years later, she was approached by a recruiter from the Army National Guard back in 73. And essentially she said, well, you know, this all sounds great, but if I'm going to go guard, I'm going to go air guard. So 20 years out of the Air Force, she had to get a waiver and joined the Air National Guard here in Fargo and became the very first female to retire from the Guard. They told her she was going to be the first female to retire from any Guard Reserve unit in the country, but that we have never really been able to verify. But we know she was the first out of the Air Guard, and she taught me so many things. She taught me that I can do anything. She was never stereotypical. This is what a man does, and this is what a woman does. She taught me how to sew, how to iron clothes, wash clothes, cook. I can do anything anybody can do because of that woman.
That's such an extraordinary story. I mean, think about that. The first there. Unbelievable.
Well,
trailblazer.
Her son, my younger brother, is the wing commander of the Air National Guard because of her. I joined the Air Force because of her.
Where is he the wing commander, sir? Where is he? Did you say?
North Dakota Air National Guard. He is the very first non-rated, not a pilot, wing commander of the Air Guard ever.
Are you talking about Schulte now, you mean?
Right now, my brother, Colonel Anderson, commander of the... he's the commander of the Air Guard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Wow.
That is really something. That's a great story. That is a great, great story. Is your mom still with us?
No, we lost her about 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago. Wow. Well, that is incredible.
What was her name?
Charlotte Luchin.
To Charlotte.
Amen.
For sure. Love the story, Ryan. Thank you for sharing that. That's so awesome. Top that, folks.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing. And a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama's pride. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Learning course the bad I kept.
Be they still Mama with us, or be they in heaven now, looking down upon us with all those lessons learned, put to work day in and day out. Shout out to moms today. A lot of ways you can do that. Text us, 701-367-2054. Call us, 800-228-0550. Or you can email us. You can come to us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by the University of Mary, where right now you can make plans to further your career. Maybe switch careers. Maybe improve your career chances in the position you're in now and all the growth opportunities out there. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, the University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs that help you achieve your goals. Times of uncertainty bring stress, but bring opportunity too. For more information, visit online.umary.edu/certificates. Dustin emails us, my mom had five kids. She lost the fourth one at birth. She worked hard for her whole life, starting as a pediatric ICU night nurse, working her way to the top tier administration level and still going.
Wow.
My mom taught me that anyone who says you can't be a great mom to your kids and pursue a great career is full of crap.
I love it.
Boy, oh boy. Michelle Obama needs to be given a copy of this email.
Right.
Because I think she's full of crap. But anyway, back to the email. She showed us kids the value of hard work, but you can't have it all. A close, strong family and a great career. It just takes hard work both ways. She knew the value of not always keeping us from falling, instead letting us fall down on our own and being there to help us back up, making sure we learned the lesson from our mistakes. My mom has stood by my dad for 38 years through all the hard times and good times of farming, and she has provided for her family in every way. Dustin says, thanks, Mom. That's pretty cool.
Awesome, man.
Ken and Moorhead, tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Scott. Just a little thing about my mom. Sadly, she's in heaven. 3 years ago, she died. But she was a stay-at-home mom, and she raised nine of us in a small North Dakota town. And when my dad asked her to marry him, she didn't say yes. Excuse me. She said, what are we going to do about church? So it was kind of a neat story to tell through the year. But she loved, I just want a little story here. She loved Scrabble. She loved Wish. She loved Pinochle. And she'd call me every day about the jumble in the paper, you know. And she would ask me if, did I get this word or that word, because they're scrambles. And when she got them, she would, you know, kind of be a little like a smarty, you know. But I just want to leave just a message that she left all of us nine kids. And she said, have I told you lately? And smiled.
That's awesome.
She'd just leave it at that, huh? Have I told you lately? And the smile.
Have I? Yep, I see her face to this day. And all of us kids now. And we say it all the time. Have I told you lately? So,
so great.
It means I love you. So.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yep.
So. My mom would sing that song. Have I told you lately? Who sings that song?
That's
Van Morrison did it originally.
Yeah. Guys, did Elton John do it too?
Rod Stewart did.
Oh, Rod Stewart. Yep. That's right. Yep. Hey, Ken, great story. Thanks for sharing. Yep. We appreciate it. Keep them coming, folks. Weston, you're next.
Hello, Scott. My mom has three jobs. She's a business manager. She works at school for about 7 hours a day. And then she comes home and she does the work for the State Line Water and another school.
Three jobs?
Yeah.
Does she cook you meals too?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fourth job.
That's four.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have two twin sisters.
So so they probably eat too. So she got to take good care of them. Anybody else besides the twin sisters?
My dad.
Oh, of course, your dad. That's right. You got to take care of him too. Yeah. Who does more work around the house, your mom or your dad?
My mom does the work in the house, and my dad does outside.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's a good deal there.
Exactly right. That's a good rule to follow. You get yelled at less when you're out there.
I'm betting dad helps every once in a while inside, too, when mom needs him.
Oh, you're sticking up for dads now, are you? Oh. Weston, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years old, and where do you go to school?
Strasburg.
In Strasburg. Oh, I love Strasburg. Yeah, do you know Milo Hotzenbueller?
No.
Oh, yeah, you'll get to know him someday. He's kind of the kingpin of town there.
I bet Mom knows him.
Yeah, exactly right. Weston, I'm really glad you called, okay? This was really cool, a story about your mom, and you give her a big hug from us, okay?
Okay.
Well, hey, Weston?
Yeah?
Do you guys have any My Pillows at home?
No.
Okay, I think we need to change that. We're going to deliver some My Pillows. We'll probably have to wait till after the COVID police let us venture out of our cocoon here and deliver them. But we'll make a point of doing it at some point soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Weston, hang on. Daniel's going to get your telephone number so we can get a hold of you and arrange that. So don't hang up. Just hang on 1 second and he'll pick up. Oh, is that priceless or what? Huh?
Fantastic.
Oh, so cute.
I love hearing young people praise their parents.
Yeah, no kidding. Texter says, my mom quit her teaching job in 1976 to buy a small-town cafe to better provide for her family. My brother and his family own and operate it yet today. Pure Boom's Cafe. Is that how you say it? P-E-R-E, Boom?
Sounds right. Huh?
Pure Boom Cafe, Webster, South Dakota.
Oh, there's a lot of duck hunt. Not familiar, but we've been through Webster quite a bit.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom, says the texter. Love it, love it, love it. All right, who's next here?
Great duck hunting down there in Marshall County.
Yeah, yesterday, the price of filet mignon in Arizona at a meat market was $44 a pound.
Get out.
Next week it'll be $66 a pound. Friend was one who knew nothing about what was happening with beef industry and processors until hearing something on from North Dakota on the Rush Limbaugh show. Oh, good.
Hmm.
Rush get a call from a rancher or something? I hope so.
I actually ran into a butcher friend of mine yesterday. He's booking out till he's booked out till August now on hog processing for people.
Does this mean Impossible Whoppers are going to be cheap since they're not beef?
Well, that's where beef comes from, isn't it? Wendy's and Burger King. happy Mother's
McDonald's
Day.
McDonald's and Burger King are running to Wendy's to get there.
Texter says, happy Mother's Day, Gloria, from your son, Gregory. There's your shout-out. I love it. Keep them coming, 800-228-0550. More text, too, and lots more to get to in the news.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession.
The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Be a Rod Stewart fan and retain my man card? Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely.
Does it go to? Okay, good.
Absolutely.
All right, good. I like the guy. I saw a couple of his concerts. And other than the leather pink pant thing, you know, I mean, yeah. I the music was like unbelievable.
Oh, he can rock it too.
Sing along. Absolutely. I know. It's incredible. 28 before the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Along with Todd Mitchell and Kev Flynn, Daniel answering the calls when you call today. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for a full hour on the program, as usual, with the Talk Radio Town Hall. I have a lot of ground to cover there. Let me just say a thing or two here about my friends at Pfeiffer's. You know, when you decide to sell your farm, it's not an easy decision in any way, shape, or form. You know, that's heart-wrenching. That's the place that, you know, all those ideas. And so you start selling things, equipment, land, whatever. It can be really tough. The team at Pfeiffer's is just a class act. I don't know any other way to describe them. They're just wonderful people. The team is the reason you go to Pfeiffer's. Yes, anybody can do a land auction. There's other real estate management out there. They're one of the top in the country in land management. Equipment auctions, they sell, you know, and incredible records they're setting right now with equipment. It's just phenomenal. But in all honesty, there are other folks that do that. But the team, I mean, Kevin Pfeiffer, Bob Pfeiffer, Steve Link, Jim Sabe, these guys, they're the gold standard. They really are. Al Butts and Alan and Bismarck, and I better stop naming names or I'll be doing this all day long. John Pierce was just added to their team. Legendary Cobber. John Pierce. That's right. Well, he's got the ring, so you know he's a cobber. A lot of years at Concordia College. So call Pfeiffer's if you're thinking at all about a different way to manage the land, maybe to pursue an auction. And by the way, take advantage of what's coming up. A lot of great auctions going on. 877-700-4099. They'll give you the catalog you need. Stutzman County, 689 acres, coming up on May 14th. The Rose Hobby Farm equipment auction from Roulette on Monday the 18th. Just a couple that are coming up. That Brian Martin Estate Gun and Ammo Auction on Thursday, May 21st. Incredible. So a lot going on. Pfeiffer's.com or call for the catalog, 877-700-4099. All right, back to you telling us about your mom. Before I do that, I do want to say something about the moms in the audience who come from coal country. The moms that work at the Coal Creek Station. The moms whose husband gets up every day so we can have affordable, reliable energy in this country. And now has the worry of, wait a minute, our livelihood doing what we've doing what we've done for 4 years is gone. We learned yesterday, shortly after the program, something that had been rumored for a long time. I've talked about it on this program for months in one way or another because it's pretty obvious what was going to happen. I know there were a lot of efforts to stop it, and that got gummed up by folks strategizing in a way they thought would be best for the overall situation. Turned out to be a bad idea. Whatever. We are where we are. Essentially, Coal Creek Station's for sale. I mean, they're going to not sell it to anybody. They would likely give it away so they don't have to go through the expense of decommissioning it and probably come out okay. And really, the economics would require it to be a low-cost deal. But it could end up closing in 2022. The power co-op that owns it is a Minnesota power co-op, Great River Energy. A UND grad, Dave Segu, is the president and CEO, and he's well-respected and well-liked, but he serves a lot of folks who have a view of energy and the environment that is different than we do in North Dakota. I don't know why Minnesota's become as infected as it has with extreme environmentalism. These are the people that say, no, you can't build Line 3. These are the people that vote in their legislature to outlaw coal, which has brought them clean, affordable energy. Okay? So Great River Energy is under the gun from a bunch of people who are in an environment that is full of environmental extremism. And so all these rumors turn out to be true. It's a sad day for a great industry. My heart aches for the hardworking, loyal folks that got up every day just so we could have a better economy, a better livelihood, a safe home in a blizzard, a safe home with air conditioning when it's 104 degrees out for some folks, especially elderly. That's life or death, right? So the power plant has really kept the lights on. And by the way, much of the beneficiary of all this hard work has been Minnesota. And, that's another bizarre thing with these people. The power comes off a line down around the Twin Cities, and it's been affordable and it's been reliable, yet we don't like it because in North Dakota, it doesn't affect them, but in North Dakota, they take coal out of the ground, they put it in the Coal Creek Station, and they generate power. And they're the beneficiary of all the good from that work. But again, it's don't try to figure it out. I've learned that long ago. There's no common sense whatsoever in extreme environmentalism. When you want to replace a pipeline, Line 3, that is an aging pipeline that when it is replaced will impact virtually the same terrain and area, but be way safer and less likely to leak, and they say no to that, you know they're nuts. I don't know any other word for it. They're nuts.
It's unreal.
There's no rational thinking to that. It's the same thing with outlawing coal. You just like, okay, wait a minute. Now, you might say, well, you know, we want to go for, new sources and different sources. Fine, I understand that. It's a marketplace. Why you got to let that work? Gas is having a significant impact in eating away at the market share of coal, okay? That just, it is what it is because gas is so cheap. It's worth trying to find some innovation in that. But it's not ready to be a baseload energy source.
No.
It's not ready to provide always on, we're there, and it may be, it may get there. But right now, we need it all. And coal has proven itself for decades, affordable, reliable. You need it on the grid, okay? Now, wind has become a way that environmental crazies, my term, can feel a little bit better about things. And it had a whole lot of help from the federal government over the years in this production tax credit to build up the industry. And now the utilities like it. They like it. Again, they like it because of less environmental extremism in their face. They don't have to deal with people. And, but they also recognize, the wind doesn't always blow.
I would imagine solar's getting some of that benefit too now as it ramps up a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Yep. And my philosophy on energy is that in this great country, look, we pull oil out of a rock. It's a bunch of dead leaves that we get oil from. Okay? And people say, oh, you can't use that. That's terrible. It's awful. Well, God made it. All right? God put it there.
And gave us the intelligence to go get it.
Thank you very much. And pull it out of the ground. So yeah. I'm not anti-God. I'm okay with what God made. And the fossil fuels that are so horrible. Now, some places don't have the environmental restrictions we do. And they're going to use it differently than we are. You know, you can't, unfortunately, control that. We are getting better all the time. Coal has invested billions of dollars. There's something called the Project Tundra, effort right now. And some tax treatment for that, which they ought to get. Just like wind got to get up off the ground. That ultimately could be a game changer. But in the meantime, we need it all. Coal has to be on the grid, period. It has to be on the grid. You can't say, go away, coal. You can't. We're not there. And some of these other things aren't necessarily proven out. Again, wind, I like wind. I like wind for two reasons. One, a landowner to me ought to be able to decide whether or not he wants a turbine on his land. I'm for landowner rights. I'm not going to be one of these people who say, nope, you can't do that with your land. Oh, prices are down in the egg industry. Well, I'm sorry. We're going to deprive you of $12,500 per turbine per year.
You just want birds to die, Scott Hannon.
For 30 years.
Yep, you just want the birds to die.
You know, look, wind was my first choice, but once wind said as an industry, and I've heard them say it, look, we can survive without the production tax credit. Good. You don't need the federal subsidy. You shouldn't get it anymore. You're standing on your own. All right, fine. I want every energy source that can ultimately stand up on its own. Sometimes they need help getting stood up. That would be the example now they're looking at with Project Tundra that I think makes some sense. But to punish the people that have brought you affordable, reliable energy because of some protester is just stupid. It's just stupid. And I get finances are challenging. Regulation is punitive. Minnesota is Minnesota. You can't change that as a North Dakotan. That's the game. So, I think I've established here things are tough for coal. But technology, great American ingenuity, are hard at work on this. They're hard at work on this. And Dakota Power, I'd bet a lot of money on their success with Project Tundra. I would. They'll find a way. EERC, I'd bet a lot of money that the world-renowned research dedicated to this is going to continue to be. The future is bright for coal. It is. Time and technology are needed. But, hey, who do you think is going to power all those Teslas? You know, you don't have enough wind turbines in the world to power all the Teslas that are going to be coming. You need a reliable grid. By the way, every time you watch a YouTube video, do you know how many servers have to work to make that happen?
Right.
I mean, we are in a completely different world, folks, and we need it all. We need it all. And coal has to be in that mix to provide that reliable. By the way, if the cost of electricity goes up, which it does when you take away affordable sources of energy, guess what? The cost of everything goes up. Impacts our economy. So I want to prove Great River Energy wrong on this decision with some North Dakota common sense, a true all-of-the-above policy, not lip service. It's what we need. And I say the same, by the way, for, again, folks, that I like this, but I hate wind. Well, you know, I don't hate other sources of energy because they compete against coal. I hate the fact that, you know, you prop up something for so long that then just put everybody on a level playing field and let the best energy source win, but know that we need them all if you look at what our energy sources are. So, anyway, enough bickering. Let's come together. Let's advocate for every single North Dakota energy resource. It's going to be our way out of this COVID mess. It's going to be what sustains us going forward. And that's my two cents. But I am sorry for the good folks that have been affected by this. I truly am. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I told you lately that I love you. Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you.
That is Gene Autry, friends. Gene Autry. Yeah. Somebody texted us. We love our listeners. They said, hey, Van Morrison's not the best version.
I thought Van Morrison was the original. I have been corrected on this.
Rod Stewart's not the original.
No, I knew
about that. Is Gene Autry the original?
I do believe, yeah.
Elvis did it too, right?
Elvis did it too, yeah.
Wow.
We went to an Angels game when I lived out in California one time, and walking up getting a beer, and somebody said, that's Gene Autry. We turned around, there was a couple guys, he was walking down the concourse.
Wow.
Want to get a hot dog, get in.
Did you get a selfie?
No, we didn't have those before we had any of that crap. I wish.
Gene Autry probably pop you if you asked him for a selfie. Get out of here, you pervert. Yeah.
He was a little guy, but yeah, he was involved with the Angels right up until his death.
Very cool. PetroServe USA Studios bringing you today's What's on Your Mind. You know, we've got Mom's Home Cooking today.
at PetroServe USA. Mom's Home Cooking in honor of the Friday before Mother's Day. If you're traveling I-94 today, you're crazy if you don't stop on exit 292 in Valley City and have pulled pork with gravy. Oh, why do they do this to me? I have to head west. Or chicken fettuccine, your choice. Harvard location today, couple of sloppy joes and chips, Main Avenue Fargo, the pulled pork sandwich, and the pulled pork dinner at the 12th Avenue Fargo location. At PetroServe USA, great food at all their locations, a great stop. And by the way, lunch comes with two sides and a bun. PetroServe USA, Mom's Cooking. Grab it and go. You're going to love it. Absolutely. All right, some more Mother's Day wishes. Texter says, please wish a happy Mother's Day to Mary Richter. I know Mary. Mother of 14 children that all dearly love her. I would love to go see Mary right now. I can't do it, though. She's at St. Gabriel's. It's a little tough to get there, but I hope you pray for Mary. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful woman. Raised some great kids. Holy buckets. Yes, indeed. All right, that's kind of cool. Texter here says, I did the math one time when someone was promoting electric vehicles for everyone. It would literally double the power demand in the country. I asked what he thought about coal power, and he said that needs to be gone. I asked how he proposed that we power all the vehicles without the most efficient and reliable power there is.
There we go.
Of course, he hadn't thought that far through it.
No, they never do.
No, they never do, as you say. Yeah. Texter says, I'm for what God made too, Scott. Wait a minute. Except marijuana. That's evil. I think they're trying to play. Yeah, they're playing a little gotcha there.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my mom from Nancy in Lemon, South Dakota. Oh, the mom is Nancy. Okay. My mom, Nancy, from Lemon, South Dakota. She does so much for our farm and ranch and doesn't get the recognition she deserves. I love you, Mom, from Adam. And Adam even put emoji in there with the two hearts for the eyes. So Adam really loves his mom.
That's great.
Nancy, right there. Yeah. Texter says back to our GRE story. Thanks. That's rather what happens when you partner with Minnesota liberals, kind of like letting China own parts of America. Yeah, I have to, you know, I mean, in this case, we're an energy export state, so our customers are Minnesota. You're not going to kick your customers in the teeth, right? And you know, like the Select Energy, Secure Energy Group, rather, Secure Energy Future Group, they've done a marvelous job. That's Minnesota folks, North Dakota folks coming together, talking about it, educating, explaining just what that other texter did about the cars and what that takes. So sometimes, you know, they're customers. So I agree with some of what you're saying, but I think when it comes to a partnership, that's a little different. When it comes to a customer, that's another thing altogether. So, okay, what else we got here for you? Be careful not to sell the coal plant to the same rich people that are pushing green energy or a foreign country, guaranteed shutdown or export free. I think North American Coal will be in the lead on that and, you know, have somebody partner with them on it or, you know, I hear you. To sell it, no. Have you guys seen the email that was sent to David Segu yesterday about the great job he did with closing the Underwood plant? It was sent to all the employees and board members inadvertently. Huge slap in the face to North Dakota and all employees. I did see it. I think Dave Segu has been I'm going to say this about Dave Segu, the boss of Greater Energy. His bosses are Minnesota people who are in this world of, you know, coal bad, wind good. They just are. So, you know, he's one of his board members said you did a nice job with the press conference and, you know, he appreciated it. I don't think he was trying to, you know, spike the football necessarily, but I think he hasn't worried as much about North Dakotans impacted by this. The industry sat down and tried to find a way as he has his bosses on the board, but I don't know that anybody else wouldn't be in the same position. Does that make sense? A huge shout out to all mothers. Nothing better than being a mom. Y'all keep your chins up and have a happy Mother's Day. That's nicely said. That's nicely said. Just thought I'd send you this. I found the Rush cut that somebody was talking about earlier. Tried for a long time to get it, but got it. The North Dakota Beef Ranchers and America's Beef Industry have done some good. All right, we'll find that. Play that. We can do that for Senator Kramer coming up. We have lots more mom shout-outs. Get to those. Welcome your calls, your emails, and your texts to the Mom Shout-Out. Remember, if you text 701-367-2054, you're in the running for MyPillow. Do I have any more MyPillows left? Yeah, I gave one of the youngsters a MyPillow for his mom and a few others as well. What was his name again? They called in earlier? Spencer? I can't remember.
Ryan Reed is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.